Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sori. How may I assist you?
Hi, my name is Lori Stafford. What had happened was I ordered some diet pills. It was $12 and something. I ordered it like 2 months ago. And I got them in the mail. I was happy with them. About a month later, my card got charged $29.97. And I tried to dispute it because I never authorized it. I never called and ordered nothing or anything. I had the card in my possession the whole time. They told me that they did the dispute and that I had to pay it. So I paid $29.97 to Amplify, and I want to know where my product is.
Okay, can I have your zip code?
Sure, it's 21226.
Your name, first and last name?
Lori Stafford.
And for security purposes, Ms. Stafford, can you provide me with your address?
1625 Cypress Street, Apartment 4, Baltimore, Maryland, 21226.
Okay, what was your question to the account? What was your question?
I was charged on my account. I did not authorize it, but I was charged $29.97. My bank is agreeing with you guys that I did pay and I authorized it. So where is my product? Because I've never was sent anything for $30.
Okay, let me take a look over that. Okay, one moment.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
All right.
Come here, Kaya.
Come here.
Okay, Ms. Stafford.
Yes,
ma'am. Thank you so much for holding. Did you dispute the charge with your bank?
I did, and they told me that I was wrong and that I had to pay it.
Okay, so you already disputed it with your bank.
Yes, and they already told me no, that they're not disputing it, and I had to pay it. So I paid it. They will not give my money back. So I'm just wondering, where's my product? I paid $29.97. Where's my pills? Or whatever it's for. I don't even know what it's for. I'm imagining it's for diet pills.
Okay, yes, ma'am. If you can have your bank call in and drop that dispute and confirm and verify that they can and will drop that dispute, we can have that charge refunded back to you, ma'am.
But they already told me they're not disputing it, that I authorized it.
Yes, ma'am. You can have them give us the card back in for this, because it's not in the chargeback status, meaning that the bank then, I guess, continue. You get what I'm saying with the process, the whole process thing. So your account is still active. Usually when the account goes in that type of status, it's closed. So that's why I said if you can get your bank to give us a call back, I can get your account canceled. And if you can get your bank to call back to, you know, verify that they're going to, you know, drop the dispute, we can get that issue.
But they won't. They already told me they're not dropping it. I authorized it. They sent me a letter saying I authorized it. They're not dropping it.
Oh, okay. Yes, ma'am.
So I want my product.
Yes, ma'am. What the FitPath is, it is an app that came along with the keto gummies.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. It was in the attached to that, and
okay,
and that was sent out to your email.
But I already paid for that. I paid $12 and something for 2 bottles of pills. I already paid that up 2 months ago.
Yes. And
so what's the $30 for?
That's what it's for, ma'am. That is for that.
So they charge you twice for it?
Your payments were being declined for the original price of the bottle, which is $100 and $109.97. So, but this was attached to that. So you were righteously supposed to be charged $109.97 plus the $29.97. But your bank didn't release the $109.97. They released $30 for the FitPath, which is an app that was attached to the terms and conditions with your keto gummies.
Okay, well, I can't do nothing about it then because the bank already told me they're not disputing it.
Yes, ma'am.
That I authorized it, so I'm out $30. Okay.
Yes, ma'am, but your account has been canceled. You will not receive any recurring charges.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.